This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico reported 1,132 new COVID-19 cases today and 12 more virus-related deaths. Health officials say the percentage of positive tests remains just over 12%, which is above the state's target, but less than it was a few weeks ago. Officials also said that 633 people are now hospitalized for COVID in the state. Officials with two of New Mexico's largest hospital systems said during a briefing yesterday that they continue to operate above capacity. At Presbyterian Healthcare Services, nearly 30% of patients are being treated for COVID-19. The official said hundreds of traveling nurses are working at both Press and University of New Mexico Hospital to help meet the demand. The U.S. Navy is sending a 20-member medical team to New Mexico to help the San Juan Regional Medical Center cope with a staffing shortage for treating COVID-19 patients. The military team is being deployed at the request of the Federal Emergency Management Agency and is scheduled to arrive at the Farmington Hospital on Sunday. Officials say New Mexico is one of seven states where military teams are being deployed or will be soon. New Mexico insurance regulators are reducing a key component in rates for workers' compensation coverage that should help employers spend less starting next year. The superintendent of insurance's office announced yesterday a 5.5% reduction in loss costs for insurance policies that are renewed or issued on or after this coming January 1st. Workers' compensation is a no-fault system of insurance aimed at financially protecting workers and employers from on-the-job accidents and job-related illnesses. This is KUNM.